Hotel history is created for adult audiences. Content may not be suitable for all listeners. Discretion is advised. You're listening to Hotel History. We take you with us through the sordid history and scandals of some of the world's most famous and infamous hotels. I'm Dieta.
And I'm Yael. Let's get started. We have a special episode. This is our, what is this, the book club episode?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a book club episode. We decided right now. And we were trying to read a book or like once a month or...
Or once a season.
Once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a fun little book about hotels. It can be about anything. Well, it can be about anything having to do with hotels.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, it could be fiction, nonfiction, whatever. And we just finished the book, Deadly Summer Nights by Vicky Delaney. We asked everyone on Instagram and TikTok if they had, like, we gave everyone options and everyone voted for this book. So, Deanna, what do you think about this book?
I didn't vote for this book.
I didn't vote for this book. I don't know. Did I vote for this
book? Did you vote?
I don't remember. I might have voted for this book. I think I might have voted, honestly.
I thought this book looked super cute, but I really wanted to read The Pink Hotel.
I wanted to read that too.
That's probably what you voted
okay,
for.
Why don't we do that for the next one?
Next time we'll choose.
Okay.
It'll be our choice.
We're not going to leave it up to the audience. It was
not every time.
Not every time. Yeah. It was like three people that voted, but
I think he was. Yeah, no, yeah, I think you're right.
And then we had very little, but we're like, we have to respect
the
three people that took the time.
Exactly.
I thought it was also a cute book. I was listening to the audiobook of it for a while, and the voices were really good. It gave you like a real sense of like the characters.
Did the narrator do all the voices, or did they get separate?
It was just one person, okay. Yeah. But she like changed it up. She wasn't just monotone for all.
Yeah.
So the book, how would you describe this book? What's the synopsis of the book?
So this is a cozy mystery, murder mystery, that is set in the Catskills. So, of course, if you guys remember our Borscht Belt series from last summer, we love the Catskills during the summer. So this is set at a struggling resort run by... two women, a mother and daughter, and unfortunately a murder happens and the cops aren't doing enough, so she's got to take it on herself.
Yeah, and it was also supposedly in the 1950s, right?
Yes, so this
post World War II. Yeah, was it struggling, Hagerman's?
Yeah, they weren't comfortable yet. Like, they were doing well. They had a lot of business. Everything was full, but they weren't like to that point where they could feel like everything was going to be fine. Cause I think they'd only been running it at this point for about 3 years.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. And, what happened is you read about, Elizabeth Grady, the main character, and how she's running the hotel, and a little farther in the book, the murder actually happens.
It took a while for the murder to happen. They happen like within the first few chapters.
But they had the characters were very cute. It gave a 1950s murder mystery, like talking really fast, city folk vibe.
Yeah.
No, but I was listening to the audiobook.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's.
But it still gives that vibe, and then. You have the way that they the way Vicky Delaney describes in the book, Hagerman's, like, the people are out always at the pool, or there's an event and the food, there's 8,000 meals a day. And it just like, and the nosy older Jewish women coming up to Elizabeth Grady complaining about something. It was cute. It was a good read. It definitely, it kind of makes you escape into, yesteryear's Catskill Mountain time.
Yes, this was a perfect escape novel for the summer. Yeah.
But I knew right away who did it.
You know, normally I never am right. And this time I definitely did.
What was your favorite character in the book?
I loved Olivia.
Yeah.
Her mom, the best. Yeah. I didn't love the main character.
She's boring.
She's boring. And she's just so harried all the time. Like, oh, I'm a manager and I'm busy, busy, busy. And I don't have time for this. I'm busy, busy, busy. Yeah. And I'm like, we get it. We all know what it's like to be overwhelmed at our jobs.
Yeah.
But also, no one asked you to try to solve this mystery on top of your normal duties. You chose that.
I think she felt she had to like almost make sure everything worked out okay. Because she, it sounds like she's controlling a little bit. No?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So it makes sense that she was like, no, I have to know.
Yeah.
Also, she had the hots for the journalist.
Yeah.
So
that's true. So that was a good, although she kept trying to be like, no, it's all, we're just trying to solve this mystery.
Okay. BS. My favorite was the dog. There's a dog in the book. And she's like, and what was the dog?
Winston? Is it Winston?
It's like, and he's here again and he's there and he's barking. I'm like, he solved the mystery right away and you're just an idiot.
Yeah.
And he just wants love and attention and you kept on being like rude to him.
She's like, get this dog out of here. Get this dog out of here. The dog is the best thing you've got going on at Hagerman's.
Yeah. I don't know why she's so mean to her dog.
She's too harried. She doesn't have time.
She's too harried.
No, I loved Olivia because I thought I wanted to know more. Like, that was one thing that I felt like I never got enough information about the interesting characters, and I got too much information about the boring characters.
Yeah.
So I wanted more about Olivia. I want to know more about her life. She's a Broadway and a Hollywood dancer. She had this illustrious career. She's one of the main draws for the clientele. Everybody wants to come to Olivia Peters's resort and maybe, you know, catch sight of her. And she's always the one actually solving the problems. Like, Elizabeth is like, I'm running the place, but then Olivia's the one who always like swoops in. And
but doesn't that make sense? Not to get like too into psychology, but like, Elizabeth is the anal by the book, mm-hmm. and Olivia is the creative problem solver.
Yeah.
And you see this in real life, people like them who's like, why won't this problem go away? And someone's like, well, you have to think, you need to think a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't just like write a list and expect your problem to go away.
It's true.
So I think that's what happened. I feel like Elizabeth didn't get any of her mother's traits.
No. At all.
I mean, we are reading really into this book. But I think that I wonder if this, from the perspective of young teenagers, a book about the Catskills, like young teenagers finding love in the Catskills and a murder mystery happening. Like, I wonder what that would be like.
That could be fun.
Yeah. She like kept it very neutral, mm-hmm. you know, she didn't go into the Jewish stuff. Really? There was no mention.
There was no like you. Yeah. There were clearly Jewish guests there, but like mention of
no holidays, no like the food, no kosher, no nothing. But, you know, it's the Catskills. And you also know it's because they have like comedians. Charlie Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the characters. So she was kept it very neutral. I just feel like it. Okay. Honestly, I feel like the book lacked some depth.
Yeah.
It could have been funnier. Great concept, but it could have been more.
Yeah. I just wanted more. I wanted more of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I love the Catskills background and like mm-hmm. just that as the setting. Also, it does. I kept on comparing it in my head to the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel Catskills episodes.
So hard not to do. Yes.
Yeah. And they did the same thing. Such a good job. And I think
so
they filmed in the Catskills, right? Mm-hmm. I think we found out they filmed.
Yes.
So, yeah. But I mean, it was nice. It was perfect. Perfect summer read. It's exactly what you need, you know?
Yeah. And it was fast. It wasn't one of those that you have to slog through. Like, this is a very fast read that you could do in a few days. I loved all of the details that she got right. You know, she would drop Couture's and Grossinger's here and there. Also, Olivia and her, like, family heritage, they are Russian immigrants originally. Mm-hmm. And so having these resorts, you know, run by immigrant families, that's exactly who opened these places to start with. So little details like that were really good.
I still don't know why it was not Jewish.
Me either. I couldn't figure it out. Since the author is not Jewish, maybe she didn't feel like she was prepared to be able to jump into that. I mean, because there were non-Jewish hotels and resorts in the Catskills. Not a lot, but there were.
I don't know.
Yeah, there were.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
There were. Okay. Yeah, it's not what it was known for, but there were definitely non-Jewish establishments.
Yeah. I felt like it lacked flavor because of that. It was like missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, but then she mentions Couture's and Grossinger's like they're her competition, and really they wouldn't have been, because typically the Jewish families would go to the Jewish resorts because that's where they're going to be able to get kosher food and find matches for their children. And
also Hagerman's, I mean, the whole culture is Jewish. Yeah. That's why. So, and the name.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, okay. Okay. So how would you rate the book out of a 10?
Out of a 10? Out of a 10, I would give it a 6.
I'd give it a 6 too. Wait, how do people rate books?
No, I'm familiar with more of like a 5-star system, just from like books being on Bookstagram and stuff.
Numbers.
It's true. I always want to give like decimals when you have to do a 5-star system.
6.5.
Yeah.
A 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say a 6. It was a good book, but I'm excited for our next read.
Me too.
There's a lot. I started collecting a lot of titles.
There we have on our storefront on bookshop.org/shop/hotel history. You can find a list of tons of different hotel related titles that we have amassed. Some of them are from our previous episodes. So you're going to find books on the Plaza and the Savoy and Chateau Marmont. And then we also have other shelves that are fiction titles and things that we're going to like that we're going to pull from.
Which this will be on there. So, and you're supporting authors and there's a lot of good things when you purchase from our link specifically.
Yes. Yeah. We chose to do bookshop.org instead of like an Amazon storefront because bookshop.org actually gives most of its profits to independent bookstores, whereas other online places specifically price books below market value to undercut the market, and it's not great for the book industry. So if you're a reader and you want authors and publishing houses and everything to stay in business, then think about buying from bookshop.org and bookstores. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Hotel History. You can follow us on most social media platforms, Patreon, and Substack by searching for Hotel History or Hotel History Podcast. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify so we can reach more listeners.